Here's a thought I'll title, Creativity is a Private, Personal Thing. This is one of those topics that I may be speaking about myself and perhaps no one other than me. But on the other hand, I wouldn't be surprised if some of you at least feel this way, and that is this. I just don't like people advising me what I ought to do photographically or artistically, or what I ought to show, or when I ought to show it, or what I ought to photograph, or how I ought to print it. I'm just stubborn that way. I just cannot get excited about suggestions from other people about what I should photograph, or how I should put together a project, etc. I think of creativity as a very private and personal activity that's carried out in a space that's strictly my own. That may be a weakness that I'm so internally focused and I do my artwork in my own mind. I don't know. Perhaps there's virtue in turning it into a group project, but it doesn't seem like it to me. I'm not even sure if this is an accurate historical sort of thing, in that in the ancient past it was patrons who paid for the artwork, and maybe the artist was not doing internally motivated, personally expressive photography or painting or poetry, writing or whatever. But in our age, it seems to me that it is a personal and private thing. So when someone says, oh, you would love going to this place, I tend to just cringe, even though I know I might love that place and love photographing that place when I get there. The very fact that it's been suggested to me seems like someone's trying to push me in a direction that they want instead of helping me find a direction that I want. This is one of the challenges I have with workshop instructors. If they view their role as teaching you how to make pictures that look like their pictures, then they're not a very good workshop instructor in my way of thinking. And if they just take you to an exotic place where they've made good pictures so that you can make good pictures, wouldn't it be a lot more fun, a lot more exciting, a lot more rewarding to discover those places on your own rather than having them spoon-fed? Well, that's workshops. That's another story. To me, a huge part of the creative life is exploring the world for ourselves and making discoveries about the world by ourselves. I just don't see art making in the creative life as a group activity. And like I say, I might be strictly speaking about myself here, but I can almost guarantee you that if you want me to stay away from some place and to never photograph it, tell me how wonderful it will be when I do so and watch me run in the opposite direction. This, by the way, also explains my attitude about print critiques, which are generally speaking someone else telling you how they would make the work if it were them, instead of really looking at your work. That's why I prefer the idea of print commentaries. I can tell you how your photograph makes me feel, but I certainly can't tell you how you should make your photograph in order to make me feel the way I want to feel. That just doesn't sit right with me at all. And strangely enough, this is also related to my thinking about social media and thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up is you telling me how I should make my artwork. That is to say, you give me a thumbs up because what I've created fits what you think it should be. And that kind of premise just seems to fly in the face of what personally expressive artwork is supposed to be, and what its role is in not only society, but in our personal creative life. Looking at artwork and relating to artwork and enjoying or rejecting artwork, that can be a community thing, no question about it. But when it comes to creativity, no, in my way of thinking, that is very definitely a private and personal thing, which is why I call it personally expressive photography.